This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Elon Musk's rocket company SpaceX launched four astronauts on a flight to the International Space Station Sunday. This is NASA's first fully operational mission, sending a crew into orbit aboard a privately owned spacecraft. The Crew Dragon will gradually raise its orbit for the next through a series of onboard thruster firings aiming to dock at the International Space Station at 0400 GMT Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday briefly acknowledged losing the U.S. election in a morning Twitter post, but then he backtracked, saying he concedes nothing and he's vowing to keep a court fight up that election law experts say is unlikely to succeed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkey's president says that he favors a permanent two-state division during a visit Sunday to the breakaway Turkish-held north. It was condemned as a provocative move by the internationally recognized Greek-speaking South. The European Union's foreign ministry and policy chief criticized the Turkish leader's visit there. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region has confirmed firing missiles at neighboring Eritrea's capital and is threatening more, saying that we will likely take any legitimate military target and we will fire. The confirmation by Tigray regional president in an interview with the Associated Press marks a huge escalation as the deadly fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region spills across an international border. The United States is strongly condemning what it calls the efforts to internationalize the conflict. Eritrea, one of the world's most reclusive nations, has not commented. Germany is warning its anti-coronavirus measures will likely stay in place for several months. This is a top scientist behind vaccines efforts, is hoping life can return to normal by next year. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Professor Ugur Sahin, chief executive of Germany's BioNTech, says it's absolutely essential to have a high vaccination rate before next autumn to ensure a return to normal life next winter. Sahin says if everything continues to go well, BioNTech will start to deliver the vaccine end of this year, beginning of next year. Pfizer and BioNTech said last week that interim results showed the vaccine was 90% effective in preventing people from getting ill from COVID-19, though they don't yet have enough information on safety and manufacturing quality. Zaria Shackley, London.
Peru's interim president resigned Sunday. This is just 5 days after taking office. Sparked celebrations in the capital. National protests have persisted, calling for the removal of Manuel Merino, after Parliament ousted his popular predecessor. Merino stepped down shortly after a congressional session called on him to resign after two people were killed in protest against his appointment. Top-ranked Dustin Johnson shook off an early stumble to win the Masters Golf Tournament in a record-setting fashion on Sunday, capturing his second major title. The 36-year-old American, who grew up only an hour's drive north of Augusta National, became the first reigning world number one to grab the green jacket since Tiger Woods in 2002. And a couple in New Delhi are denying Pakistan's accusation that arch rival India was funding terror groups and training them on Afghan soil. The denial comes a day after Islamabad said it had gathered irrefutable evidence, which it plans to present to the UN, of Indian involvement in terrorist activities impacting Pakistan. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.